Blog Talk Radio.
Followers to Velocity Athletic Training Radio. I'm your host, Layla Smolak, owner of Velocity Athletic Training. It is Wednesday, November 16th, 2016 at 12 p.m. and I'm live from my studio in Langley, British Columbia, Canada. If you are tuned in, you may also call in to share your views on any of my episodes. The number to call is 1-773-897-6223. It is a long-distance call. Some new stuff I've added, a new page to velocityathletictraining.com. That's my radio page. All my episodes are now on YouTube, which are uploaded to the radio page. More opportunity for listeners to tune in, follow, share, and please subscribe. And by all means, share your opinions. Please keep them positive, though. Your messages are important. So, again, tune in, follow, share, and subscribe. All right. A recap from last week's show. Rest, rejuvenate, sleep. I opened up the show with a message pertaining to the word power. We can define this word in so many ways. It can mean strength, might, force, the ability to do or act. I will help you with all my power, a particular ability. He or she has great power of action and concentration. We can look at power as a form of control and authority over someone and or a group of people. Every normal, healthy individual has the power to think. We make choices, whether they are smart or not. The human mind has the power to decide which road to take, the right road or the wrong road. In the corporate world, power is a premise to success, or success is the premise to power. When one thrives mentally and emotionally on that premise of success to power, most often they suffer physically. The human body is a strong vessel. When it is nurtured with rest, it has the time to rejuvenate and replenish and restore. Therefore, I look at this as sleep is so important. Okay, sleep helps us to rest, rejuvenate, and restore. In this episode, I also made a few suggestions, so I'm going to recap with that as well. The average healthy adult requires 7.5 to 9 hours of sleep per night. That is what every average healthy adult requires to function at our best. I say function at our best. If you fall below that requirement, you begin to develop symptoms from lack of sleep. These symptoms include fatigue, and they're not limited to these symptoms either, lack of motivation, lack of concentration, memory problems, moodiness, irritability, inability to cope with stress, a reduction in creativity and problem-solving skills, difficulty making decisions. Lack of sleep also affects your immune system. You may get frequent colds and infections, as well as gaining weight. Impaired motor skills, increased risk of accidents, increased health problems. Now, with each one of my episodes, I always, always recommend that you seek medical advice to rule out any underlying health issues that may be affecting your sleep patterns. All right? If you are an active corporate who works out regularly and or trains athletically, it would be imperative that you take time out to rest, rejuvenate, and, of course, sleep. Other modalities you can use to rejuvenate, replenish, are, and I mentioned this last week, it's a recap, number one, meditation. Walk away from your office or your daily activity, even if it means taking 15 minutes away. Take it. Stop what you're doing. Find a nice quiet area, whether it's outside or somewhere quiet in your office environment. Go there. Quiet your mind. Breathe. And calm down. When the human mind is in constant think mode, it can become flustered with too much thoughts. So therefore, you need to download. Right? Stop uploading and begin downloading. Take your weekends off. It doesn't have to be a Saturday and Sunday. Create a weekend during the week. That's right. Commit yourself to weekends or a couple of days off. Choose those days to develop a who cares attitude. Trust me, by Monday or by the following day, your body, your mind, your soul will thank you for it. And hopefully, you will be thanking me. Nutrition. Now, there are foods in our food chain that help you chill out. And I spoke about, we took turkey as an example. It contains a natural sedative, the amino acid tryptophan. Tryptophan is an essential amino acid, which means that the body can't manufacture it on its own. We need to get tryptophan from the food chain, from our food supply. Tryptophan helps the body produce the B vitamin niacin, which helps the body produce serotonin. Minerals that also assist in producing serotonin are iron, magnesium, as well as vitamin C. Now, for those of you that don't have a full understanding of nutrition, serotonin is actually a chemical that acts as a calming agent in the brain, and it also plays a key role in sleep. Okay, and if anybody was tuned in to my menopause and andropause episodes, as we go through that change of life, ladies and guys, our serotonin levels drop. Okay, and this is another reason why you need to supplement and begin eating properly. Now, if you are a vegetarian, good sources of tryptophan include nuts, seeds, tofu, oats, beans, and lentils. The average daily intake required is 4 milligrams per kilogram of body weight or 1.8 milligrams per pound. All right. I also recommended, you know what? Take part in activities that will calm you, such as yoga, Pilates, retreats, even visiting the spa. Okay? Those modalities will help you become more centered, more focused, and release a lot of stress. Also, in last week's episode, I ended the episode with a couple of thoughts for listeners to ponder. And I mentioned my father back in April of this year. He passed away, bless his soul. And I shared with listeners that we all surrounded him, myself, my siblings, my mother, my sister-in-law. We were at the hospital with him. We surrounded him. We held his hands. It was just such, you know, when I go back in that time, it was a beautiful time for our whole family. It was a beautiful time to be with him, but of course, it was a very sad time because we knew we had to say goodbye to him. He took his last breath. It was like I went through some sort of vortex with him. It was like I was definitely holding his hand. And as he took his last breath, it was like he took me through this funnel, this vortex of going back in time. And he was reminding me we spent some happy times together. And we most certainly did. God bless him. And at that moment, it was like a rude awakening. Not that I didn't know already. Life is precious. But at that second, when my father took his last breath, it was like a rude awakening, like a slap, a real slap in the face. Life is precious. That's it. Not power. Power, as mentioned earlier, can mean different things to different people. And from my personal experience in dealing with people who strive, I mean, that's all they're focused on. I want to be powerful. I want to be successful. I want to make my mark. Yes, of course. There's nothing wrong with that. But how you get there is important. What you do between the time that you start thinking about being successful and attaining all this monetary abundance and abundance in every area of our life, there's nothing wrong with it. I completely agree with it. But how you get there, how you treat others to your destination is so important. It will determine your success, or it will determine your failure. Now, usually these are the ones who get, just from experience, these people are the ones who get sick rather quickly because they're constantly stressed. I got to get there. I got to be powerful. I got to be better than so-and-so. I got to do this. I got to do that. Pardon me. Physically, they are weak. Emotionally, they are void of all emotion. And mentally, they are the most narcissistic people to the point that they don't even see anyone else but themselves. In order to create a more peaceful world, not only for ourselves, for your own well-being and your own sanity, we need to create a peaceful world for the next generation, our children. We need to begin rethinking or rewiring our minds. There is more negativity out there than ever before. Maybe it was there in the past, but we weren't as exposed to it. Of course, with technology available, we're constantly in front of a screen know, a cell phone or an iPad or iPod, or, you know, you're constantly being bombarded with negativity. We need to change that. Muhammad Ali, bless his soul, said to his wife before he closed his eyes and when he took, before he took his last breath, he said it. Humanity has crossed the line. And I'm not just talking in terms of these wars or it's even in North America. We need to rewire ourselves and be accepting of each other. Anyone can be successful. Anyone who is aiming for success can be loved in return, as long as they share the same emotion in all their day-to-day dealings. If you're not giving that out, sorry, you're not going to get it back. If you're not going to give out respect to your fellow human being, sorry, you're not going to get it back. That's the law of karma. Simple. That's it. Bottom line. So, take the step forward. Start by loving yourself. Take the time to learn this on your journey in the corporate world. To success and to the power. I'm not saying that we all walk around like hippies and smoking weed and all that. My point is, if you have children, anyone tuned in, if you have a child, if you have children, you know exactly what I'm talking about. We need to rewire ourselves. We need to begin changing what is going on. That's something to ponder. All right. Today's episode, cycling your workouts and supplements. Now, this ties in very well with the previous episode, rest, rejuvenate, sleep, the one that we just recapped. As I mentioned much earlier, the body is a strong vessel. But, there's always a but, we can break down our body very easily if we do not practice rest. So, how does one cycle their workout? And I'm not talking about going outside for a bike ride or participating in a spin class, okay? There are so many ways of training your body that it can be confusing to the general consumer. And not having the right trainer can only lead you to disappointment. And if you do not reach your goals, and I see this time and time again, clients get frustrated because there is lack of knowledge from the trainer, and or the facility they go to is either too busy, where the client gets lost in the crowd, per se. In order to continue on your journey to health and wellness, it is imperative to know these factors. These are factors that, as a consumer, now if I wasn't a trainer and I was just your Miss Jane here and I wanted to hire someone, these are factors I would want to know. And these are factors that should be shared with you. Factor number one, understand your body. Everybody's different. The way I metabolize energy or fats is going to be different from Mr. Jane or Mrs. Jane or Mr. Joe over there, okay? If you have any limitations, understand what they are. And limitations come in many forms. There's mental limitations. There's emotional limitations as well as physical, okay? Physical could be injuries. Factor number two, how to work and improve these limitations. What changes can you make? Subtle changes. They don't have to be big steps. They could be small steps to improve these limitations and to work with them. Okay, I always say Rome wasn't built in a day. Factor number three, what is your healthy weight for your height and your bone structure? Find out what it is. You know, there's nothing worse. And as a trainer, I've seen this numerous times over my years of experience. I volunteered with the anorexic clinic at the Ottawa Civic Hospital. We raised funds for the clinic. And sadly to say, there were a lot of young women who were just like, they obviously famished themselves. So work towards maintaining your healthy weight. Factor four, what is your body type? Factor five, when is the best time for you to work out? Are you a morning person? Are you a mid-afternoon person or evening person? Which time of the day do you find yourself most energetic? Okay, example, I am this morning. I could be up at 4 a.m. and I could be just pounding away on the weights or on my bike or elliptical. That's who I am. So I'm up at the crack of dawn, paying attention to my body, loving myself, working with it, understanding what my limits are as well as a trainer. We all go through it. Okay, we're not superhumans. Factor six, how will you set your schedule? What days, what times are you going to commit to yourself? You're not going to only commit if you've hired a personal trainer. You're not only accountable to your trainer, you're accountable for yourself as well. You're doing it for yourself. Factor number seven, where do you feel most comfortable to achieve your workouts? Is it at home? Is it at the gym? Is it with a personal trainer? What environment makes you feel comfortable? Not everybody wants a big fitness chain with all the fancy-mancy equipment and fit buff people running around with big egos and attitudes. Not everybody likes that environment. Okay. Some people work well one-on-one with a trainer. They find they want the attention. They want that one-on-one where they're being taught face-to-face. There's no distractions. All right? Look into yourself. Where is it that you want to work out? What makes you feel comfortable? What makes you feel safe? What environment will motivate you? So why do you need to look at these factors? First of all, it's going to help you in cycling your workouts. In cycling your workouts, you will not only develop your schedule, but your body, physiologically speaking, begins to develop a rhythm. Okay? Now, if you've worked out in the past, you know what I mean by that. I know my body's rhythm. I know if I skip a week, I know, oh, I feel out of sync. Okay, I get moody, I just feel like, oh, and then I start to dabble into, you know, the wrong foods. So I'm out of my rhythm. And just so that you know, it's okay to be out of the rhythm for a little while, right? Not too long. Okay, so for example, you pencil in your agenda. This is a perfect example, and I see this very often. It's a never-failure thing. It always, always happens. You pencil into your agenda that every Monday at 12 p.m., you plan on doing a spin class for 50 minutes. Okay? So for the first month, you've committed. You begin to see changes in your physique. You feel great. You've lost a few inches here and there. Your eating plan is working as well. You've cut back on junk food, you're sleeping better, and your stress levels have just plummeted. Okay, they've dropped. So going into month two, your schedule at work becomes hectic, family life is demanding, and you begin to skip your Monday at noon spin class. You feel like you've gained those few inches back, your eating plan is thrown out the window, and your stress levels have skyrocketed. Your body has lost its rhythm. Physiologically, it has gone back to what it was prior to you working out and eating well. Okay, so that's what I mean when I say your body begins to develop a rhythm. And not just your body, but you mentally and emotionally, you start to gain a momentum. This is great. This feels good. I feel awesome. I have a lot of energy. And, you know, it's amazing what happens to you when you decide to commit. All right, let's take a look at what methods you can use to cycle your workouts. Number one, using the periodization method. Now, so we're going to go into detail about this one. This method is used mostly by athletes, but anybody can implement periodization training, okay? It helps with developing a sound workout plan, a sound eating plan, followed by periods of rest, right? The periodization method is a roadmap of your health and well-being. It is here, right? It is where you will start and set your goals and attain them a rhythmic way so as to not to fall off schedule. Now, with this system, there are three phases or factors in periodization training. They are, one, phase one is the macro cycle. So let's look at, it's like setting up your vision board, right? If anyone's tuned in, you set up your vision board. You have areas of your life that you really want to focus on, okay? The macros, phase one of the periodization training, the macro cycle, is that. Okay, so what you would look at, you would include your cardio, your strength, your endurance, and your recovery cycles are all mapped out. Consider the macro cycle of periodization training a vision to your health and well-being. It is in the macro cycle phase that I suggest to clients to begin using images, okay? You can use past photos of yourself when you were in better shape. I also recommend find images of people that are in shape. Images that will motivate you when you're not in training sessions. Okay, you don't need to become obsessed. This is a thing. There's a catch-22 here. You are not to become obsessed with it, right? Take it step by step. Work with your body, right? That's the most important thing. For example, when I started in the industry, I was 16. I was teaching 15 classes a week at Catherine's Lady Fitness in Ottawa, Ontario, where I was born and raised. And I was also doing track. So I was constantly moving, constantly, constantly. If I wasn't teaching, I was running, okay? Now looking back, it may have been an obsession. Okay, so this is something you need to control. Or, sorry, let me rephrase that, monitor. Again, I mentioned you want to be at your healthy weight. Although I was doing all that training, my weight never dropped past 125. So that meant that is my ideal weight for my body type, for the activity level that I'm doing. That's my ideal weight. Okay? Phase two, the mesocycle, is a specific block of training which is designed to accomplish a particular goal. Okay, so for example, let's take, say we're in our strength training phase. You might develop a mesocycle that is specifically designed to enhance your muscular strength. The goal is to develop your ability to lift higher weight in order to gain strength and or bulk. Okay, so this would work for a bodybuilder. The mesocycle may consist of 3 weeks of strength training with the goal to increase your weights at certain intervals and at 1 week of recovery. In periodization training, there is always a 1 week recovery. Okay? Mesocycles are usually 3 to 4 weeks in length. They can be a bit longer, depends again on what your goals are. Two very common mesocycles are usually 21 and 28-day training periods because it does take approximately a month to see some results. But ideally, a 3-month period is most beneficial. And usually with periodization, you might want to do quarterly mesocycles. Okay, so you start off with one for 3 months and then change it up a bit in the next quarter of your year-long plan, the macro cycle. Phase three, the micro cycle, okay, so is the shortest training cycle. And the best way to look at this, I like to label this the overload period of periodization. So, for example, let's take a look at cardiovascular training. You may increase your workload during your cardio workout at a much higher intensity for a period of 1 week to gain aerobic intensity and, of course, cardiovascular conditioning. Now, you can also, with the micro cycles, you can tie them in with your mesocycle. Okay, so you can go 2 days, for example, the strength in your meso, and then third day, you can do a microcycle. Okay, so there's a lot of ways of playing around with this, with your training. All right, the second type of cycling workout, and this one I like to use more of, is called pyramid training. The two phases of pyramid training are phase one, high pyramid training. So with this phase, you may, for a period of 2 to 3 weeks, very similar to the mesocycle, incorporate a high-intensity workout to your cardiovascular, your strength, your endurance, again, combined with rest periods. Okay, so for example, if you are a cyclist, the focus would be to increase your endurance, increase speed using high pyramid training. You would decide to use, for example, time as your competitor. Okay, you're racing against time. The goal here would be how long it would take you to get from point A to point B in the shortest amount of time at a greater speed. Okay, so that's an example. Phase two of pyramid training is called low pyramid training. With this phase, you may want to combine 1 week low pyramid training to high pyramid training. Using this combination ensures that you will not get bored, because that's a key thing here, getting bored. You will not hit any plateaus. In fact, with this method, your body will continuously be challenged and you will experience greater results. Okay, so an example of low pyramid training, let's take weight training. A client does not necessarily want to bulk up unless you are a bodybuilder. This method I find most favorable for women who want to achieve a sleek, slim build, of course, with definition. So your program may focus on high repetitions with very low weight combined with high pyramid training cardio program. Okay, and you may also play around with your reps and your sets and all that. All right, nutrition and supplementation. This is quite simple. So the energy equation is energy output to energy input and vice versa. On your week off, you stop all supplements, but continue to eat well. So why do you need to stop? Well, the body needs to rest, first of all, and secondly, it gives your body time to adjust to the various supplements you are taking, right? As well, too much can be toxic, right? So it has an adverse effect to your system if you don't take that week off from supplementation as well. The week off allows you to cleanse out what the body has too much of. It is during this period that I recommend to clients to begin taking milk thistle. Now, in my previous episode, Menopause and Andropause, I discussed how the liver is the body's filter. The liver can become overloaded with too much fat and toxins. So therefore, allowing it to detoxify all the excess is so important to achieving your optimal results in both your training and your supplementation. Okay? So that's a very big factor. And don't feel like, oh my gosh, if I don't take my fat burner pill and if I don't take my shake today, I'm not gonna see results. No. Your body needs a break. Just like it needs a break from training, it also needs a break from your supplements. Boy, a half hour goes so quickly. So I'm going to end this episode with these thoughts for you to ponder. And really think about this. Everything in nature recycles itself. Season to season, spring, summer, fall, and winter. We adapt and follow the cycle of Mother Nature and her ways. Just as she recycles each season, we as a human race need to recycle ourselves as well. We need to recycle ourselves mentally, emotionally, and physically. Take the time to look at your flaws. We are not perfect. We will always have a flaw. The most important thing, and be certain to continuously reinvent yourself, rejuvenate yourself. And most importantly, this is what I tell clients, love yourself. It is not selfish to love yourself. It is selfish when you are out there trying to destroy someone else. That's selfish. But love yourself first and foremost, and share kindness, share your love. Sharing doesn't hurt anybody. Accept the person you are and work from there. Very simple. Ask yourself, what changes can I make within? You're a corporate professional. You have imperfections. You have flaws. Don't walk around saying you don't. Ask yourself, what changes can I make within in order to make a difference in the world? Remember, the human mind has the power to make choices. Thank you for tuning in. Have a great rest of the week. I am Layla Smolak. Visit me at www.velocityathletictraining.com, the number one personal training company I am proud to be president of. I am proud to have created it with the intention of making a difference in someone's world. I am over and I am out. Have a great one.